Here the regulations of the chase had been observed. They would have been quietly checked and turned back by the advance of a hunter from among the trees. Unluckily, however, we had our wildfire, jack-o'-lantern, little Frenchman to deal with. Instead of keeping quietly up the right side of the valley to get the horses, the moment he saw them move toward the river, he broke out of the covert of woods and dashed furiously across the plain in pursuit of them. This put an end to all system. The half-breeds and half a score of rangers joined in the chase. Away they all went over the green bank. In a moment or two, the wild horses reappeared and came thundering down the valley, with Frenchmen, half-breeds, and rangers galloping and bellowing behind them. It was in vain that the line drawn across the valley attempted to check and turn back the fugitives. They were too hotly pressed by the pursuers. In their panic, they dashed through the line and clattered down the plain. The whole troop joined in the headlong chase, some of the rangers without hats or caps, their hair flying about their ears, and others with handkerchiefs tied round their heads. The buffaloes, which had been calmly ruminating among the herbage, heaved up their huge forms, gazed for a moment at the tempest that came scouring down the meadow, then turned and took to heavy, rolling flight. They were soon overtaken. The promiscuous masses were pressed together by the contracting sides of the valley, and away they went, pell-mell, hurry-scurry, wild buffalo, wild horse, wild huntsman, with clang and clatter and whoop and hallo that made the forests ring.